local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Ah, yes, hour three.
Trace.
My favorite one. And it's not because I get to go to work. It's because, yeah, it's exactly for that. You're listening to Pensacola, or I get to get off of work in an hour.
El hora, Trace.
Yeah, I couldn't even make the joke right. But it's hour three nonetheless. As Jake just said, you're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Austin and Jake in the studio with you. What were you going to say?
I said I did say that.
Yes, our Trace.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah, all righty. 6:13 here, getting started right away with our top three stories. The U.S. is preparing for a potential Iranian attack on Israel. Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Pat Ryder told reporters that the U.S. is focused on de-escalating the situation in the Middle East. A guided missile submarine and aircraft carrier strike group have been deployed to the region as Israel braces for retaliatory attacks from Iran and its proxies following the assassination of senior members of Hamas and Hezbollah. The Biden administration said Monday that an attack could come as soon as this week.
The Secret Service and Chicago officials are reassuring the public that they are confident in the security plan for the upcoming Democratic National Convention. Superintendent Larry Snelling says that his department will be able to manage tens of thousands of people joining rallies and marches outside of the United Center. Street closures and parking restrictions started yesterday and continued this morning.
And a judge is making a couple of rulings in the fraud trial of former Congressman George Santos, which is set to start next month. In a pretrial hearing, the judge ruled the Santos jury will be anonymous when jury selection starts on September 9th. In addition, the judge ruled against having all potential jurors be questioned about their opinion of Santos. His attorneys wanted the questioning, however, claiming the jurors could be unfairly influenced by all the attention that the case has received. Santos has pleaded not guilty to charges, which include lying to Congress and defrauding campaign donors. He was expelled from Congress last year after only about a year on the job. Clear my throat there.
You know, he made money in the interim, like after he, you know, after they kicked him out. He was doing people's like Cameo. Do you know what Cameo is?
Yeah, we touched on that.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. I remember it was a whole ordeal about what he was trying to sue Jimmy Kimmel, right? Because Jimmy Kimmel was like buying the cameos. He was paying for them under like fake names or whatever, and then he was doing them on his show. And we remember thinking, it was like, well, I mean, if he bought them,
exactly,
you are making videos for his enjoyment and for him to use them really however he wants. He's paying for it, so you're not really getting gypped or anything.
No, and if anything, it just made people want to go and actually buy the cameo from George, so it just made his stock go up.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I would think.
I mean, you're doing it because it's a way to make money. So if you're making money off of it, and it's in, yeah, if that brings you more publicity, then why not? 6:15 here, because it's not like a character assassination. Your character's already assassinated. 6:15 here, getting our first quick check at the roads and weather for this hour. This traffic and weather update's brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance offers you auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options. You can visit progressive.com today to learn more about that. Again, that is progressive.com. Looking at the roads here, it doesn't appear to be too much going on. We have some minor backups on Highway 29 if you're traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road, but that was far worse last hour, so it's looking pretty good right now. Your worst spot's going to be Navarre Parkway, it seems, if you're traveling westbound, just passing Windhaven Beach and traveling in the direction of Highway 87. And we do have some backups, particularly if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, that's Highway 90, approaching East Spencer Field Road. Outside of that, there's not too much going on. Jake, how's the weather?
86 degrees, winds out of the southwest at 6 miles per hour, humidity at 65%. Tomorrow, a high of 96, low of 79. Headed on into the weekend, we're going to have highs in the low 90s and lows in the upper 80s. Lower 80s, and 30 to 40% chance of showers throughout the weekend. Starting off Monday, the work week next week, 95 for a high, 77 for a low, with only a 20% chance of rain.
All righty, getting into our local headlines here. Pensacola looking for public input on a historic redesign of downtown's Palafox Street, the new Palafox. The concept was announced by Mayor D.C. Reeves this morning. It would include brick paver work in intersections and pedestrian walkways.
Foxy.
Yeah, there you go. Rumble pavers to slow down vehicle traffic, wider crosswalks, and the addition of more than 50 trees. You can see all the conceptual ideas online at thenewpalafox.com. The design phase of the project will last through the winter, and the mayor expects the project to go out for bid and construction to begin sometime next spring. The estimated cost would be around $5 million, which would be funded through a partnership with FPL and Downtown Parking Revenues.
He's got to use Foxy Lady by Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
In this campaign somehow. It's got to be on the video somehow.
to win the musically inclined listeners over.
Right. And our local District 1 state representative, Michelle Salzman, has been working across the state with other Republican candidates during their primary election campaigns. On Pensacola Morning News today, she said that she will not know what bills she can carry until she knows where she'll land within the party and hopes to continue working on health care initiatives.
And students in Escambia County went back to school yesterday, of course, and you've probably seen those big yellow things. What are they? Buses, that's it. Back on the roadways, Chief Deputy Andrew Hobbs from the Escambia County Sheriff's Office says that everyone will need to be patient as they readjust, and that one thing you need to watch out for is to not pass a school bus with its lights on and stop sign out. There are bigger fines if you pass a school bus in a school zone or while you're on your phone. I would imagine so. Hobbs stressed that this is also a good time for parents to remind their kids about things like not talking to or getting into a vehicle with a stranger.
The Navy Medicine Operational Training Command on board NAS Pensacola will be holding a change of command ceremony tomorrow. The event will see Captain Nicole Olson take over from Captain Kimberly Toon. Naval Medical Forces Development Command Rear Admiral Walter Brafford will serve as the presiding officer for the ceremony.
To have that guy's business card.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. Yeah, it's a fold-out. It's a two-pager. The Navy Medicine Operational Training Command oversees 6 detachments and 18 training centers, and they provide medical training for the Navy, other U.S. armed forces, and allied nations.
And the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission is asking folks to let them know if they see any wild turkeys. Yeah, there you go. There's one in the studio, apparently. The FWC says that they're hoping to reach 5,000 turkey sightings by the end of the month. They're about 80% of their goal so far. It's part of a survey to determine wild turkey nesting success and population distribution. If you see a wild turkey, you can report it online at myfwc.com/turkey.
Turkey voyeurs. A Marine training helicopter made an unscheduled...
Wouldn't call it that. I would just say turkey onlookers. How's that? Turkey witnesses.
Turkey lovers.
Yeah.
A Marine training helicopter made an unscheduled landing in a grassy field around Molino yesterday at the intersection of Highway 196 and Chestnut Road. Imagine the motorists just hanging out, chilling. The crew was later seen walking around the aircraft, which North Escambia reports. Is North Escambia, is that a website? What I've been reading that all day. What?
Yeah, it's like a news source.
North-Escambia reports had no obvious damage to the aircraft, and it was removed by a truck a short time later.
So. Yes, very nice. 6:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we got some state and national headlines for you. A lot going on in the state of Florida, ranging from a new blood testing technique to, let's see here, authorities trying to figure out how more than $500,000 worth of cocaine ended up on the Southwest Florida coast. We got all that and more. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
It's hurricane season, and when a storm threatens our region, News Radio Pensacola has complete around-the-clock coverage you can count on. Our award-winning news team will be tracking the storm's every move, providing regular updates on the storm's path, intensity, and potential impacts. You can listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
This hurricane information is brought to you by DeFranco Gas. Get your home or business storm ready. Install or maintain your generator with DeFranco Gas. DeFranco Gas does all things gas.
Pensacola Little Theater presents Incorruptible, August 16th through 25th. This dark comedy is set in 13th century France, where the Catholic Church holds immense power and influence. The play revolves around the struggling monastery of St. Foy, whose monks are desperate to attract pilgrim and funding. Facing financial ruin and a lack of miracles to draw visitors, the monks hatch a scheme to create their own miracle by stealing a corpse and passing it off as a holy relic. Secure your tickets at PensacolaLittleTheater.com or at the PLT box office.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talk about all the things that are going on in our community, whether it's the Escambia County Commission, the Santa Rosa County Commission, the Milton City Council, bless their hearts, or the Pensacola City Council, and talk to local law enforcement leaders, the mayor, and just try to get you informed about everything that's going on in your world so that when you get to work in the morning, you know, and maybe you laughed, at least a little. That's the goal. You can always listen to the entire show on podcasts or live at newsradio923.com.
Hello, I'm Rhett Rowell, a lifelong Santa Rosa County resident, and I'm a candidate for Santa Rosa County Commission, District 3. I'm running because Santa Rosa has real problems affecting you every day, including traffic congestion and improper drainage. We can do better. Santa Rosa County needs a unifier, and I am that voice. I would be humbled to receive your vote. From sand to soil across our great county, I will be your common sense conservative commissioner that you will be proud of. Please visit RhettRowell.com to learn more.
Paid for and approved by Rhett Rowell, Santa Rosa County Commission.
Just in time for the summer season, Piedmore Imports has new Volkswagens being delivered daily with cool savings on their most popular models. Drive the family-sized 2024 Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport with 0.9% APR for 60 months. Or take $3,500 in customer cash. The midsize Tiguan available now with 1.9% APR for 60 months or $2,500 in customer cash. And the sporty Taos crossover with the same 1.9% APR or $2,000 in customer cash. Plus, the four-door Jetta sedan with amazing fuel economy, performance, and style has $2,000 in customer cash or an APR rate of 2.9 for 60 months. This Volkswagen lineup will take you through summer with cooler savings than before at Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI. See dealer for details.
Point!
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Ugh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
I'm Pam Childers, your Escambia County Clerk and Comptroller. I'm urging all voters in District 1 to vote on August 20th for Steve Stroberger for your next county commissioner. As your clerk of court, I have seen the greed, the entitlement, and the weaponizing of this current county commission. We can no longer afford the divisiveness, the millions of dollars paid in lawsuits, and the lack of transparency. Steve Stroberger is a man we can trust. I'm Pam Childers, and I trust Steve Stroberger, and you should too.
Paid for and approved by Steve Stroberger, Escambia County Commission, District 1.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
I'm a real wild one.
Wild one.
Wild one.
Wild one. Wild one. Wild one.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. As I'm speaking, we are just now hitting 625 right on the nose.
Nice.
Just in time for another quick check of the roads and weather. And let's see what's going on here. Doesn't appear to be too much going on. We did have some minor issues here and there that have seemingly cleared out. We do have some backups, I guess, if you're traveling southbound on Palafox Street towards Cervantes, but that's very minor. But outside of that, it looks like everything else is pretty smooth sailing. Jake, how's the weather, man?
86 degrees. Winds out of the southwest at 6 miles per hour. Rain showers are moving out. Should be a clear night for the bands on the beach. Going into the weekend, low 90s for the highs, and looks like high 70s for the lows. 30 to 40% chance of rain over the weekend. Starting out next week on Monday, 95 degrees for an expected high and 76 for the low, and only a 20% chance of rain on that day.
Alrighty, getting into some state headlines here. As we hinted at, a Central Florida hospital system is the first in the world to use a new blood testing technique to help patients with traumatic brain injuries. The emergency room at Orlando Regional Medical Center is able to run blood tests that will give doctors an idea of how bad an injury is within just 15 minutes. The director of clinical research at Orlando Health says that the new process will revolutionize treatment by allowing the tests to take place on the sidelines of sporting events, in the military, and in the ambulance to screen patients. The blood test is currently only in use at the Orlando facility, but the developer, Abbott Laboratories, is hoping to expand to other hospitals nationwide.
An anti-hate bill is at the center of an upcoming rally in Jacksonville. The North Side Coalition is planning to host a demonstration to show support for the measure as city council members prepare to vote on it during tonight's meeting. The bill is designed to enhance penalties for people who commit hate crimes by enforcing fines of up to $10,000 or 1 year in jail. The organization says the city council should pass this order to further protect residents from those inciting violence and spreading fear. The measure will receive its final vote later today after it was struck down by two committees.
And Florida's attorney general warning caregivers about an increase in drug overdoses involving teenagers. Ashley Moody is urging parents to talk to their kids about the dangers of drug use as millions of students start to head back to school. She says that while Florida leads the nation in fentanyl-related seizures, there is a nationwide trend showing young people dying from substance abuse. The New England Journal of Medicine reports that overdose deaths among 14 and 18-year-olds has more than doubled after more than a decade of relatively stable numbers. You can find a list of resources at doseofrealityfl.com.
Authorities are trying to figure out how more than $500,000 worth of cocaine ended up off the southwest Florida coast. Collier County police say that boaters found nearly 60 pounds of drugs floating in mangroves near Everglades City yesterday. It's believed the package, which was covered in barnacles, had washed in with the tides due to a string of storms. The estimated street value of the cocaine is estimated at more than $600,000. The sheriff's office says large packages of drugs have recently been discovered in the waters off Miami and the Florida Keys. You know, I often wonder, it's like when people call the police and say, hey, we found 60 pounds of drugs.
Right.
You know, I wonder, you know, did they find 75 maybe, or maybe maybe 70? And it's like, oh, yeah, we found these 60.
I would hope not. I would hope we operate with a bit more integrity than that. Hey, Miami-Dade County Public Schools child psychologist is now facing charges for allegedly possessing and distributing child pornography. The judge set Dr. Robert Lee Turner's bond at $28,000 and agreed to the prosecution's request that the 62-year-old be placed on house arrest. He should also have no unsupervised contact with minors and have no use of the internet except to consult with his attorneys. Almost knocked my mic down there. Authorities say that Turner sent videos of children between 8 and 14 years old to dozens of people and even admitted to watching child pornography. A just very terrible situation there. We've got a minute here to work with before the Fox News break takes over, so we'll tackle a couple of national headlines. Vice President Kamala Harris is expected to visit North Carolina's capital city later this week. The Democratic candidate for president is set to stop by Raleigh on Friday to talk about her plan to boost the economy and prevent price gouging. Harris and her running mate Tim Walz were supposed to travel to the state last week, but the trip was postponed due to Tropical Storm Debbie.
Well, if Trump is elected in November, Governor Doug Burgum might be in line to serve as his Secretary of State. Senator Kevin Cramer says, based on his conversations with members of Trump's 2024 campaign, the governor could likely choose from any open cabinet position if he wanted to be in the administration. The senator says that Burgum has the ability to work across the aisle to get confirmed if support from Democrats was necessary.
And Texas,
I don't know, when would you need support from Democrats? I don't know that much about politics, so I would need...
I don't know if Democrats would need to vote on it as well. Like, if there's, like, a mixed pool of Democrats and Republicans voting on it, and you would need a certain amount of Democrats to confirm, like, to tip the scale.
I don't know.
I don't know how it works, though. I'm not a politician. I will say, Doug Burgum, if he is figure, and he was popular in the Trump VP hunt, like the media was implying, I think he could be a good grab for both parties here. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Deborah Valentine. Militant Hamas launching rockets into Tel Aviv. Fox's Alex Hogan reports from Israel.
Two rockets were fired off, one of them landing in the sea not far from here, again, as people heard that sound. But really what people across the country, across the region are bracing for is the potential retaliation of Iran.
Iran starts to attack Israel over the killing of top Hamas and Hezbollah leaders is jeopardizing peace talks between Israel and Hamas in Cairo this week. President Biden speaking at a cancer moonshot event in New Orleans, announcing millions of dollars in awards.
We're announcing $150 million ARPA-H funding for some of the nation's cutting-edge cancer research institutions. That includes right here at Tulane University.
The initiative is designed to reduce cancer deaths. All three major indices rising today in response to a 0.1 increase in the producer price index. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Google today announcing new artificial intelligence features that are coming to Android devices. The move to bring its Gemini AI assistant to supported devices shows again how Google aims to put its AI in front of consumers before Apple, which will launch its AI on iPhones, Macs, and iPads later this year. The UAW says it is filing federal labor charges against Donald Trump and Elon Musk, accusing them of illegally attempting to threaten and intimidate workers that were engaged in protected activities. The union says the two people yesterday held a rambling, disorganized conversation following significant technical delays on X. On Wall Street today, stocks finished the day higher, the Dow up 408 points, the S&P 500 climbing by 90, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ growing by 2.4%, up 407 points. U.S. oil futures around 78 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Carmelo Anthony recently told Basketball News that he wouldn't trade his 3 gold medals for 1 NBA championship. It's nice of Carmelo to say that, and I get it's a tremendous honor to represent your country at the Olympics, but does anyone actually believe him? No one remembers that Carmelo won 3 gold medals, but everyone remembers that he never won an NBA title, and regardless as to what he says, there's no way I would rather have 3 gold medals compared to 1 NBA championship, and if Carmelo was actually being honest, he would share that same sentiment. I'm Zach Gelb.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, starting trouble. No one likes that. We can get you set up for some stronger starts. You might just need a fresh charge, and we can take care of that free of charge. But if it is time for a new battery, we've got replacement batteries that'll fit your needs, starting at just $79.99. That's what makes us America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
When you were young, all you wanted in the summer was an ice cream truck to roll by. Now, you just can't wait for the Harbor Freight parking lot sale to roll around. And it'll be here this weekend. Maybe you're looking to fill up that tool chest. Maybe you're looking for a tool chest to fill up. You'll save money either way. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Valid until August 18th, 2024. While supplies last. Limitations apply.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Beret. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Beret Jewelers.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hi, neighbors. I'm Colton Wright, your current Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5. Thank you for allowing me to serve you for the past 4 years. Public safety has always been my first priority, and I've made sure our sheriff's deputies have the pay and equipment they deserve. I've worked hard to improve our roads and infrastructure, improve our parks, supported Whiting Field, and I brought new jobs to our area. I'll continue to use common sense and build strong relationships that benefit all of Santa Rosa County. Please reelect me, Colton Wright, on August 20th.
Paid for and approved by Colton Wright for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 5.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Color right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Doesn't appear to be too much going on the roads. Maybe some minor congestion if you're traveling eastbound, passing the Walmart Supercenter on Highway 90. That's Caroline Street. Outside of that, though, doesn't appear to be too much holding you up at this time. Jake, how's the weather?
Well, we're at 87 degrees. Precipitation is starting to go down. We're only at 10% right now. Showers are moving out of the area from earlier. Should be a good clear night for bands on the beach. Tomorrow, a high of 96 with a low of 79, 20% chance of showers. Heading on into the weekend, the rain chances go up a bit, 30 to 40% chance over the weekend. 90 for a high on Friday, 92 for a high on Saturday. Lows will be in the high 70s. And on Monday, starting our work week out next week, 95 for a high, 76 for a low, 20% chance of rain.
All righty. Thank you, sir. Carrying on with our national headlines here, we kind of had some big hitters going on in Texas and California in particular. Texas's near total ban on abortions is now facing a new lawsuit. Two women are suing after their doctors refused to treat their ectopic pregnancies in Texas. The lawsuit argues that the physicians were so intimidated by the risk that they could be jailed for violating the state's abortion law that they refused to perform even protected ones. A federal appeals court recently ruled that Texas hospitals cannot be forced to provide abortions even when a woman's life is in danger.
California lawmakers are bringing a bill back to the floor that would allow for the early release of some felons from prison. The bill, which was shelved in a previous legislative session, would allow for the release of felons who have served at least 25 years of a life sentence since 1990. The rule would apply to convicted murderers as well. Serial killers and those who have killed police officers would not be eligible. A crime victims representative has sent a letter to the assembly asking members to vote no on the bill. It is unclear if and when the bill would come up for a full vote.
And speaking of California, there was a group of pro-Palestinian protesters earlier today that shut down the 405 freeway in West L.A. The group, organized by If Not Now Los Angeles, marched into the lanes of the freeway, stopping traffic and creating a backup that stretched for miles. The action, calling for a ceasefire in Gaza and a halt to U.S. military support for Israel, began at about 9 a.m. local time near the 405-10 interchange. California Highway Patrol officers escorted the protesters off the freeway, and there were no reports of injuries or arrests.
An Ohio police officer is being charged for the murder of a woman and her unborn child. The Montgomery County Prosecutor's Office says the white officer fatally shot 21-year-old Takiyah Young in her car outside a grocery store last August. Body cam footage shows Young started to accelerate after Blinden Township Police Officer Connor Grubb and another officer asked her to exit the car on suspicion of shoplifting. Grubb fired one shot into the window, killing Young.
Yeah, this is just one of those things where it's like, dude, even if the person that you shot was committing a crime, you don't shoot someone for that. You know what I mean? Like, you're not supposed to. Like, it's not me saying, I don't think you should. You're not supposed to shoot them for that. So even if you only shot once, and even if they were breaking the law, it's like, dude, come on.
Well, I mean, we've seen, you know, other instances of this recently with, you know, the boiling water incident.
Right.
You know, forgive me for not having the names in that particular case, but we're seeing
Sean Grayson shot Sonia Massey.
Wow. Dude, great memory.
Well, we've covered it a lot.
Right, exactly. And as you should. But yeah, you know, you always can't say what you would do in the moment. You know, if somebody was trying to run over me in their car, accelerating toward me, and I had a firearm, I don't know. I mean, it's just, I just would never want to be in that situation. And I give it up to those guys for what they do and putting their life on the lines. But it's just, it's one of those situations where you just, that's rough.
Yeah.
That's so rough, man.
The Sonya Massey situation, when that whole footage came out, it's like, that Grayson guy, she wasn't even breaking the law. He was just an idiot. I mean, because she wasn't even, like, near him. And at the time of him firing, first of all, he fired several shots.
Yeah.
At the time of him firing, she was, like, kneeling down on the ground. It's like, dude, what? Like, that's the thing. At the very least, at the worst, you're a danger to society, who's a murderer now. At the very least, you're someone, you do not have the temperament to be in that job.
Yeah, he could have just backed right up out the door and closed the door and called for a mental health professional.
Exactly. Just ridiculous.
But, you know.
And it's a shame that we have talked about it time and time again, yet we keep hearing about it.
Yeah.
6:42 here. We'll tackle some sports headlines very quickly for you. Starting with the Olympic story that we touched on yesterday. The Romanian gymnast at the center of the Olympics gymnastics controversy will receive the floor exercise bronze medal on Friday. On Sunday, the International Olympic Committee said that it would reallocate the bronze medal to Anna Barbosu after a ruling by the Court of Arbitration for Sport. The ruling found that the U.S.'s inquiry over Jordan Chiles' score came after the one-minute deadline and reinstated her original score, which bumped her down to fifth place. USA Gymnastics said that despite it having video evidence that shows the inquiry was requested in time, its appeal would not be heard by the CAS because rules don't allow for an arbitral award, or arbitral, however you pronounce it, to be reconsidered. It's not clear if the medal Barbosu will receive in the ceremony will be the same one initially awarded to Chiles.
Well, in the NBA, the schedule for this year's NBA Cup is out now. The second edition of the league's in-season tournament will tip off November 12th. Opening week highlights include the Dallas Mavericks visiting the Golden State Warriors and LeBron James with the Los Angeles Lakers taking on Victor Wembanyama. Wembanyama. Akbar Bajabiamila. And the San Antonio Spurs. Group play will conclude December 3rd with the knockout round starting December 10th. The semifinal and championship games will once again be played in Las Vegas on December 14th and 17th.
Yeah, it's good. There's one good thing about Victor's name, and that is that it is pronounced exactly how it's spelled, Wembanyama.
Wembanyama.
It's hefty, but at least it's straight and to the point. Mm-hmm. In the WNBA, the LA Sparks forward, Derica Hamby, has filed a federal lawsuit against the WNBA and the Las Vegas Aces, her former team, due to her treatment from the team following her revealing that she was pregnant. Hamby alleges that she was subjected to repeated acts of intimidation, discrimination, and retaliation from the Aces, which led to her trade to the Sparks in January 2023. The three-time All-Star also alleges that the league failed to properly investigate the issue. Las Vegas coach Becky Hammon and the organization have strongly denied Hamby's claims.
The Little League World Series kicks off tomorrow. 20 teams, including Staten Island, will take part in the 12-day series in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. The South Shore Little League, representing New York in the metro region, will face the Mountain Region's Henderson, Nevada, on Thursday at 3 p.m. It's the fourth time Staten Island has made it to the Little League World Series. Meanwhile, the Yankees will also be in Williamsport this coming Sunday, when they'll take on the Tigers in the MLB Little League Classic at historic Bowman Field.
All righty, just about 6:45 here. We'll get a quick check of the roads and weather here. And when I say quick, I mean it. There doesn't appear to be too much going on the roads here. Let's see. We did have some backups on Palafox Street if you were traveling southbound towards Cervantes, but that has seemingly cleared out. Also had some backups on Caroline Street. That's Highway 90 if you were traveling eastbound in front of the Walmart Supercenter. However, that's not looking too bad at this time either. Jake, how's the weather?
87 degrees, winds out of the southwest at 10 miles per hour. Humidity is 65%. We're going to have a low of around 78 tonight. Tomorrow, a high of 96, low of 79, 20% chance of rain. Headed on into the weekend, our rain chances go up to 30 or 40%. And then looking at highs around 90 to 92 throughout the weekend. So that'll be a nice little change. And then starting Monday next week, 95 degrees for a high, 76 for a low with a 20% chance of precipitation.
All righty. Getting into some health, business, and science notes here. Going to touch on this before we get our first headline. Stocks closed sharply higher for today. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 408 points to 39,765. The S&P 500 added 90 points to 54,34. And the NASDAQ climbed 407 points to 17,187. Meanwhile, the USDA will expand testing for bird flu in beef entering the nation's food supply. The decision comes as almost 200 herds of dairy cattle have contracted bird flu since March. USDA officials said American beef and dairy products are still safe to consume, and that the department said the expanded testing will begin in mid-September. According to the CDC, just over a dozen dairy and poultry workers have been infected with bird flu since April.
Cigarette smoking in the U.S. is returning to an 80-year low. In a new Gallup poll released Tuesday, 11% of U.S. adults said that they had smoked cigarettes in the past week. That matched the historic low measured in 2022. The smoking rate is now around half as large as a decade ago. In 1944, the first Gallup poll ever to ask about cigarette smoking found that 41% of American adults smoked at that time. Gallup says a major part of the continued decline in smoking rates is the dropping number of young adults who light up.
Yeah, and you made a good point last hour, Jake. You mentioned the whole thing about, like, they just, you know, they vape and stuff now, and they do. A lot of the people who may not smoke cigarettes, they do smoke those, whether it's something like as a substitute that they were told, you know, will be a step to getting off of a cigarette addiction, or if it's just something that you smoke instead. Yeah, you know, it sucks that people are always going to find stuff to inhale and taint their lungs with, but you know what, at the end of the day, cigarettes are something that was so popular, and now that it's dropping, we got to take good news when we can get it.
They were, I mean, imagine if people came out for years saying that vaping was really healthy and it had many benefits and that you should do it.
And it was cool.
And, you know, everybody that, you know, we got Camels hitting this vape, man, it's good stuff. But yeah, no, I mean, it was marketed to them as, I mean, my parents both, I mean, they still smoke to this day, but they've been smoking since they were children, you know?
Oh my goodness, yeah. And the thing is, it's, you know, it's funny because whenever you see a photo of really any public venue, my mind typically goes to like sports stadiums. Mm-hmm. Whenever you can tell, even if it is the most, you could edit the photo to where it has the most modern quality. Mm-hmm. It does not matter. One of the telltale signs that it's old school, you'll see a Marlboro ad. They would never do that. They would never do that nowadays, nor should they. Investors are anxiously waiting for the second inflation indicator after the first came in a little better than expected today. The producer price index looks at inflation from the perspective of manufacturers and suppliers of goods and services. So it rose less than expected in July, and now the hope is the consumer price index will follow suit tomorrow. The CPI measures the annual prices consumers pay. And even with inflation rising year over year, its rate of growth has slowed, giving some hope that it will eventually start to drop.
Paramount Global is laying off 15% of its workforce. Executives shared the news in a memo to investors. The company says Paramount is at an inflection point where changes must be made to strengthen our business. You know, I had a girl break up with me one time, and it sounded kind of like that. She's like, you know, I'm just at an inflection point where I just feel like, you know, I just need to strengthen myself away from you. This comes weeks after, This comes weeks after top executives at Paramount committed to cut $500 million from the company's budget. And that was one way to do it. Paramount has agreed to merge with Hollywood heavyweight Skydance, which I haven't heard of Skydance.
Me neither. I will say, we're not rich and lavish enough to have heard of it. I will say this though, you know, at least you got told that, you know, hey, this is, it's not you, it's me. We just need to better ourselves and move on. Back in middle school, I once had a girl. Now, a friend of mine dared me to ask her out, but not because she was, like, bullied. It's because she was the bully. She was mean. And for whatever reason, I guess I was feeling daring. So I'm just like, hey, will you go out with me? She said, ew. So at least at least you got the strengthening business excuse. I just got told you're ugly. Go away. Lastly here, Ford and Mazda are issuing do not drive warnings covering more than 457,000 vehicles that contain Takata airbags. Ford's warning covers 2004 to 2012 model year cars that were part of previous recall campaigns. It also includes Lincoln and Mercury cars. And Mazda's warning covers previously recalled model year 2003 to 2015 vehicles. Owners of them are urged not to drive them until the defective airbag is replaced. 27 people in the U.S. have been killed by defective Takata airbags, while at least 400 people have been injured by them. Just about 6:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, one last go-around of your pop culture notes, followed by wacky stories and good news. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Conservative Republican Walker Wilson, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership. Wilson is a fiscal conservative who will cut taxes to give hardworking families and seniors on fixed incomes relief from rising prices and make life more affordable. Wilson will invest in infrastructure projects to ease traffic congestion and upgrade our aging stormwater systems to protect our neighborhoods from flood risks. Walker Wilson will fully fund the Sheriff's Department to keep us safe, work to give the sheriff the power to enforce our immigration laws, and push to recover the millions of taxpayer dollars spent on benefits to illegal aliens. Walker Wilson has deep roots here and shares our North Florida small town conservative values. Vote for conservative Republican Walker Wilson for Escambia County Commission, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership.
Paid by Walker Wilson, Republican for Escambia County Commissioner.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hello, I'm Jason English, candidate for Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller. The Clerk of Court is the hub of our justice system and vital to Santa Rosa County. I have 18 years experience as attorney to the clerk and former prosecutor. I'll protect our official records while preserving transparency and accountability. I'll safeguard county tax dollars as your comptroller using efficiency and fiscally conservative policies. I'm Jason English, asking for your vote on August 20th. Thank you.
Paid for and approved by Jason English, Republican, Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Definitely.
And just rip off Fountains of Wayne songs.
We could be, what's a good band name? We could be the Burning Sensations. That'd be a good one.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Alrighty, just about 6:54 here. So we got a little bit of time before we get our last quick check of the roads and weather. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Since we're getting into pop culture notes and since we're about to start talking about the music awards, I did want to touch on this real quick. So I was just scrolling on TikTok earlier and I found a TikTok of five songs that turned 40 years old this year.
Oh, no.
So we've got Easy Lover by Phil Collins, and okay. What's the name of the guy from Earth, Wind & Fire? Philip Bailey? No, it wasn't two Phils, was it? Maybe it was. Is it Philip Bailey?
What was it? Was there more than one person on that?
It was Phil Collins and Philip Bailey, I think his name was, from Earth, Wind & Fire.
Oh, yeah, the other vocal on that. Yeah.
Caribbean Queen by Billy Ocean. Doctor Doctor by the Thompson Twins. Smooth Operator by Sade.
Ooh, yeah. Sade.
Sade, that's how you say it?
It's like a Ja, like Ja Ja.
Oh.
Jade. Okay.
Yeah, it's just spelled Sade on here.
yeah, it was Philip Bailey from Earth, Wind, and Fire and Phil Collins. That's the other vocal in that song. It's I've always wondered that.
It's amazing how I knew that, but I like some of the most basic things I would not be able to tell you if you asked me about it.
Gotcha. Hey.
And it's very selective knowledge. Mm-hmm. And lastly here, What's Love Got to Do with It by Tina Turner.
Ah, yes.
Wow. So
lots
five
of love
songs. Yeah, so I mean, man, 40 years old. I'm gonna run that by my parents when I get home. They'll feel really old. Alrighty, 6:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. Very quick check of the roads and weather because there's not too much going on the roads here. Everything's looking smooth sailing. Jake, how's the weather, man?
87 degrees. Winds out of the southwest at 10 miles per hour. Humidity at 65%. Tomorrow, 96 for a high, 79 for a low with 20% chance of rain. Friday, Saturday, chances go up to about 30-40% for some showers. 90 degrees for a high on Friday, 92 on Saturday. Starting out our work week next week on Monday, 95 for a high with 20% chance of rain.
All righty, getting into some pop culture notes here. I guess a few more. The MTV Video Music Awards being pushed off a day to avoid a presidential debate conflict. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are facing off for the first time on ABC on September 10th, and that's when the VMAs was supposed to go on. But they're like, you know what? It's okay. The producers are rescheduling the award show for September 11th at Long Island's UBS Arena. MTV is also announcing the first group of performers, including Chappelle Roan, Sabrina Carpenter, and Camila Cabello. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the phonetic spelling. Good. Nice job, Austin. Taylor Swift leads the field with 10 VMA nominations, including for Video of the Year, with Fortnite featuring Post Malone.
Actor Lindsay Lohan, or actress Lindsay Lohan, is back on set with Jamie Lee Curtis for a Freaky Friday sequel. Lohan announced the new movie will be called Freakier Friday. The duo is still in the middle of shooting right now, and Curtis hinted that there might be a lot of music in this new movie, leading some to believe that Lohan's movie band could be put back together. The movie is slated to hit theaters next year.
Movie band. I didn't know that she had a
movie. Is that from Mean Girls or where? I don't know. My wife would know.
I'm not sure.
I'm so proud. I got to say, I'm proud of my wife right now. She's out shooting guns and drinking. Well, no, actually, she was shooting guns earlier. Now she's drinking, talking about how well they shot the guns.
That's
awesome. Her first time shooting. She enjoyed it. So.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, then, yeah, if it's her first time shooting, then I understand.
She's out drinking, shooting.
I was about to say, if she's been, you know, firing guns for, you know, several years, and then she's just like, you know, yeah, I'm pretty good. But no, if it's her first time, then, yeah, congrats to her.
Yeah, I told her, I was like, you just had a country redneck evening, you know, that's like, hey, that's how you close out the day.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Even if it's Tuesday, Chuck E. Cheese is launching membership plans. The family entertainment chain will offer unlimited visits for a monthly fee, beginning at $8 for the bronze tier to $30 a month for the gold. The passes include a number of games per visit and discounts on food and drinks, depending on the membership tier. They can be used at the over 470 participating locations in the U.S.
See, we didn't have Chuck E. Cheese where I grew up because we had, you know, it was a very rural area, but we had Showbiz Pizza.
Did it have like an animatronic band?
It did. Yeah. They were not as good. They were not as good as Chucky and his band. You know,
yeah,
they were
that
sort
band
of like a,
sucked. We booted
they were like
off
a tribute band. You know, they're like almost as good.
Yeah, like a cover band that that wasn't great. Yeah. Some wacky stories for you here. Well, one, and then we got a good news story for you. A Massachusetts boy, his ice cream stand has been shut down after complaints were filed. A 12-year-old boy said he started the ice cream stand to make some money this summer. The boy's family decided that some of the proceeds would go toward the boy's brother's hockey club, the Boston Bear Cubs. Well, the ice cream stand didn't last. It was shut down after the Norwood Health Department, it got that high, that official, said that someone reported them, but it's unclear for what. Listen, kid, business, it's cutthroat, okay? Only the strong survive. Someone was punching down, clearly. Yeah, like, this is humble beginnings for you, okay? He'll be, I think you even said it last hour, he'll be an ice cream conglomerate.
Oh, yeah. That's only going to force him to succeed and to show all of those people at the health department in Norwood.
Oh, yeah. He's riding on spite now, for sure.
Yeah.
What's going on in some good news, buddy?
Well, Dr. Dre and Jimmy Iovine, right, are opening a high school in Castrop, California District that have been forced to close campuses. The rap music mogul and the famed record producer are teaming up to open the Iovine and Young Center in the city of Inglewood. They say that it's going to be an interdisciplinary curriculum that will train students to be innovative and entrepreneurial young leaders.
Hmm. No, that's awesome. And yeah, it's supposed to take the place of a middle school in the area that's scheduled to close at about the same time. So that's very wholesome news there.
Yeah.
All right.
Good for them.
Oh, absolutely. It's been Pensacola Right Now with Austin and Jake. We'll see you tomorrow with another rundown of everything happening in your world on Wednesday. Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.